Hello, everyone. I'm Morgan Hafner with Becker's Healthcare. Thanks for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by our guests as we discuss how machine learning is already delivering value to risk-bearing health systems. I'm thrilled to be joined by Zuhur Elahi. He is the COO of Health at Scale. Zuhur was previously Senior Vice President of Technology at Optum, which is part of United Health Group. At Optum, he focused on product innovation and use of transformative technologies to maximize client value in the changing healthcare ecosystem. Zuhur has scaled and grown business within and outside of large enterprises throughout his career. So Zuhur, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Let's jump into the first topic of our conversation. I know Health at Scale does work with risk-bearing entities across the healthcare ecosystem. How can machine intelligence be used to help support these value-based arrangements? And why is this a good application of machine intelligence?
So, you know, we are in the age of data and using data to get to optimal decisions. And machine intelligence is one of the unique ways of sifting through a lot of data and then getting to what could be an optimal, personalized, precise, and predictive decision for each member patient at hand. That's where we come in, where our take is that we have to apply data and machine intelligence for the benefit of all those entities who are taking care of patients, members, citizens across the country.
Got it. And can you share some examples that you've encountered of where machine intelligence helped, you know, ACOs or other risk-bearing health systems?
Yeah, so, you know, I'll start with, at the outset, to make one change in everyone who's thinking, just to drop a thought in, which is we talk about risk-bearing entities. I'd like to have them think of themselves, and I'm sure they do, as outcome-focused entities or outcome-driven entities. Risk just brings to us a different connotation thing. So moving to that outcomes focused or outcomes driven mindset is where we plug in. So what does that mean? So we've got, let's say there are two solutions that are pertinent to an outcomes focused or outcomes driven entity, which is you start your journey in healthcare, you have a PCP, that's an important choice, selecting that. And then further on, as you go through living life, you might need to go to a specialist. Again, a very important arriving at a why where you've got to decide amongst available choices of who to choose. That's one. Mm-hmm. The second is we as risk-bearing entities or outcomes-focused entities have members who we are responsible for. Responsible to us means looking at their outcomes in the ensuing year. So you ask for an example. So the example is, and we've got some peer-reviewed journals out on this, is when you are faced with making a choice in a metro area, and in this example in our study, we looked at the Chicago metro area, and you're looking to choose a hip surgeon, you likely have tens of choices, almost close to 100 plus choices where you can go to get that. And the choice of surgeon is dependent on who you are, what your previous health history is, and how surgeons in the area have done in terms of outcomes for member for patients like yourself. And so what we've seen is if that decision is made based on data, based on machine intelligence, your outcomes are better. Better outcomes means you, after your procedure, have less complications, have less use of the emergency room, have less use of hospitalization and other needs, all things that are good for the member. It's outcomes focused, and guess what? If you're a risk-bearing entity, it reduces your cost. So that would be an example where choose your specialist with consideration, and the consideration is to improve the outcomes for the member at hand who we are tasked with taking care of.
Yeah, I like that reframing to outcomes-based entities and, you know, basing that decision in intelligence. So are there any other kinds of risk-bearing health systems? I know that, you know, AACOs come to mind, but are there any others that should be considering bringing in a machine intelligence solution?
So, yes, so ACOs for sure, But you can also go across to broader health systems and you're receiving bundled payments. And also health systems are taking on delegated members from Medicare Advantage plans where they are now responsible for the end-to-end care of members that now they have taken on. And they're taking full risk. So you've got ACOs, you've got health systems who will be taking on delegated members from the Medicare Advantage plans. And you will more and more likely see as Medicare changes, as we move more and more towards that bundling and that coordination of care, all of those things are going to come back towards the ACO and the health system. So ACOs and health systems will both benefit from using the data that's available to them to making some of these precise decisions or amplification of a decision or helping them make a decision.
Yeah, it seems to be that the benefit of data could be, you know, for many different types of risk-bearing health systems. I agree. And I think an important question that I'm sure maybe might be rolling around the head of our listeners is, how do health systems approach these types of considerations today? You know, in your opinion, how should health systems prioritize bringing in machine intelligence amidst other priorities, especially around managing COVID-19?
You know, good question. And you know, we've discussed that with our users. And here's our take. COVID-19 is an event. It has stressed the system. And if anything, it has emphasized that decision-making is hard. The amount of data coming at clinicians is immense. And machine intelligence is really an adjacency and an amplification and an enhancement to any clinician out there. In the sense that you've got data coming in and you've got to make some decisions. Some could be COVID-related, some might not. What we think is that if you're a health system and ACO, you have to start making the move towards extracting knowledge out of your data. And machine intelligence is a way to do that. There is no one switch that you go from zero to one. It's not binary that you can switch it on. So our recommendation is that you have to start looking at that. It is already becoming table stakes. And if you are not looking at that and looking at enhancing it, it is going to impact your ability to drive better outcomes, which will eventually impact the ability to take on greater risk. And all the things that come with getting into the data, into measuring around various scenarios, patients, and outcomes.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. It's an event, but people still do need to look forward, and machine intelligence can be a part of that. I'm wondering, is there anything else that we haven't talked about? Any other advantages of machine learning solutions that health systems can expect?
So, you know, the advantages in addition to, you know, optimizing and guiding them is also, you know, a good machine intelligence end-to-end process, if it's laid out, also takes care of what is at the outset and the beginning, which is there is a lot of data coming in. So all of these systems have data that is in their EMR, they have claims data, they have member-generated data, they have laboratory data. So the data is an asset. What a rightly formed machine intelligence driven process, as it's instituted, does is also take care of all of those disparate data sources, brings them together, and then brings meaning out of it. So it sounds like, you know, the machine intelligence and the end one guidance or navigation or making a prediction is just an easy one-step solution. However, it does go back and take another part of what is a noisy data multiple source problem and brings all of that together, which every health system, ACO, risk-bearing entity, outcomes-driven entity in any case needs and needs to do really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Zuhur, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today and just really thought-provoking responses. And we also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Health at Scale. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com. Thanks again, Zuhur.
Thank you.